Today's Mishnah Masechet Ohalot is Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Chet. So we're moving on now to talk about, again, as we did in the past, to talk about a case where you have a little porch in front of a house. You have also the top piece of the door is a lintel, right? I think so. So you have both a threshold and a lintel. And we talked about this before in terms of the chibur of various oalim when we were dealing with something that was on its side. Here we're talking about the question of whether you have a kizayit min hamet, which is mudbak liyizkufa. So right here, we're talking about the porch. And the porch is sticking out outside of the house. And you have a kizayit min hamet that is up against the outside wall of the porch that leads up to your house. So Rebbe Eliezer says a tremendous chumrah, and he holds that the fact that is a kizayis min hamet on something that is part of your house and was built as part of your house, it's metame the bias, even though it's not under the roof of the house itself. So it's considered to be part of the house. We never found a sheet that like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what do you mean? And obviously, this is a gezera de rabbanan. There's no such thing as a tumas ohel that literally means an ohel. It doesn't mean the house. It's just that Rabbi Eliezer holds that min rabbanan. Since people confuse the concept of tumas ohel as having to do with the home, as they'll think that if there's a kizayis min hamet that's in your home, even though it's only on your porch, that means maybe there's no tumah on only a kizayis min hamet and so on. So because of that, he made a gezerah. Rabbi Yehoshua is metayer. It has to be under the same actual technical ohel. Now, how about in the case where it was, but it's underneath, it's in the ground towards the outside of your porch? Remember, many porches have like a little area underneath for the kids to store bicycles in and so on, right? So if you have that and there's underneath that part, you have a kizayis min hamet over there. So then it depends where it is. How is that? Because we look at it the way we look at the issue of the wall. Remember, we had before, we had the idea of the inside half of a wall and the outside half of a wall, and which part is considered to be in the house and which part is considered to be outside of the house. So here too, this should be yidon lemechza lemechza. So if the kizayis min hamet is in the inside half towards the house, so then it's also considered to be as if it's in the house. And otherwise, even Rebbe Eliezer would be made that over here, it's certainly going to be tahor if it's outside. There's no way that we would see that as being inside the house. Now, that's all very nice if it's on the porch. How about if it's under the outside part of the mashkof, which extends outward from the top of the door and extends out a little bit, sort of like a covering over the porch? So if it's on the under part of the mashkof, so then the house is tameh, because we consider the mashkof itself to be one with the house, and it's the same oil as the house, even according to Rabbi Yehoshua. But even here, Rabbi Yossi is metayer, because he holds that just because, and we're talking about, according to the Mefarshim, that it's poches mitefach, so it's not a separate oil, and it's not on the same madrega as the level of the roof of the house. And because of that, since it's not an oil on its own, it's not going to be able to spread the tumah along with the roof. And therefore, how would it get into the house if the area itself is not its own oil, Tainus Rabbi Yossi? Now, how about where it's inside the house? And now the question is, if the mace, or the mikzayis min hamet, is betoch habayit, so then what is the din about somebody who is in contact with the mashkof? Now there we run into another issue, which is, of course, sof tumah latzeit. Sof tumah latzeit is going to be metame even where it doesn't satisfy the requirements of its being an oil itself. And over there, since sof tumah latzeit by being carried out through the door, so over there, we said that, of course, it's part of that gezerah. Okay, how about if the the mace is in the house, and somebody touches the escufa, meaning the area of the escufa that is not underneath the mashkof. So now he touches the porch. So Rebbe Eliezer holds that he's tameh because, again, this is Rebbe Eliezer's gzeira that we had before, that according to him, the porch is considered to be part of the house. So because of that, he goes in both directions. If the kezayis ben hameis is on the porch, it's with time of the house. If the kezayis ben hameis is in the house, then somebody who's on the porch or is touching the porch, it's as if that's part of the mace as well. Rebbe Yoshua says, well, it depends. If he touches the part of the porch, which is mitefach v'lamatan, then it's tahor. If it's mitefach v'lamala, so then he agrees that it would be tameh. Because since we have the din of sof tumah latzeit, usually it goes only in one direction. We're machmer in the direction that the tumah is yotze. So even though Rabbi Yoshua says, listen, I don't believe that you could be metame the inside of the house by putting something on the porch, but on the other direction, we're sof tumah latzeit, over there we're more machmer. And so because of that, he's made that if you're close to the area where the mace will be yotze, within a tefach of the area that it will be yotze, so over there, he's also moda that we make a takana that you would actually be tame, even though you're technically not in the Ohel HaMeis. Okay.
What Rebbe means by porch, because I thought Askufa was the threshold stone, and Rebbe's saying porch.
I'm using, threshold stone is essentially what in modern, I understand that. You mean like a big porch. I don't mean like a big porch. I'm calling a threshold stone a porch, just that people should understand that area, usually there's like a couple of steps that go up to a house, and then you have like a couple of feet in front of the door where you open the door. I'm calling that the porch. You're right. It's misleading. I didn't realize that. And most people don't have a concept of a threshold stone in modern homes. You know, maybe because you were learning in Baltimore where over there, they're famous for their, for the stone, no, literally, it's the city. I think it used to be called that, the stone front houses. All the houses had that. But I don't think most people are aware of that. Okay, so yes, thank you for the clarification. Technically speaking, a threshold should not be called a porch. Okay, Hadron Alach, Perek, Neser.